It's 1:18 p.m. Eastern. This is the Pacifica National Programming Committee. My name is Nancy Saibar Anaditomi. I'm the chair, and it is December 12, 2021, Sunday, 1:18 p.m. And I will call roll. Wally James from KPFT. Wally, I do not hear you. Marianne Martinez from KPFT.
Present.
Marianne, present. Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW. Thomas, I do not hear you. Lydia Ponce from KPFK.
Present.
Lydia, present. Robert Payne from KPFK. Robert, I do not hear you. Ralph Pointer from WBAI.
Here.
Ralph is present. Sharon Salam from WBAI.
Here.
Sharon is present. I hear a baby or a cat. Frank Sterling from KPFA. Frank?
I'm here.
Are you? Frank is present. Okay. Polina Vasilia from KPFK.
I'm here.
Polina is present. Tom Voorhees from KPFA. Tom, I do not hear you. Nancy Saibar and I, Tommy, I'm here. That's seven. We have quorum. Okay. On the agenda,
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much. Agendas, are there any objections to approving the agenda? Okay. The agenda, I believe I sent today at 12:13 was the last time I sent it, I think. Okay. Here. Where is it? And the first thing, the minutes are not ready. I'm sorry. Last week's minutes. Okay. The first thing on the agenda is the MMBW. Whereas the Missing Murdered Black Women, MMBW, a longstanding femicide in this country with 90,333 missing or murdered black women reported cases in 2020, which represents 32% of all missing and murdered women in the United States, a number which is striking as the black population only represents 14% of the U.S. population. And whereas Pacifica has sporadically covered these cases, but presently not in a show principally focused on MMBW or girls, be it resolved that the 2021 PMB Programming Committee recommends to the 2021 Pacifica National Board to recommend that the MMBW collectives be formed by volunteers with participation of community oversight and input, and there's an asterisk after input, reporting the local and or national stories from the stations of these black women's lives, pictures, survival, prevention, and legal action updates, and with producers trained in both audio and, as soon as accomplished, in video for the online presentation of the faces of these victims, taking turns at editing and production among the collectives, and start the process of nurturing the shows by instructing the IED to begin consultation with the IGMs and the IPDs on this important crusade. The asterisk at the bottom says, from listeners and organizations, you know, the input, community input, of such organizations such as Black Lives Matter or Black Alliance for Peace or other activists working on this issue. How does the committee have any comment, or how do you feel?
I move to approve. Is there any discussion? Do we really need? This is beautifully written, and I move to approve.
This is Frank here. Can I make one minor suggestion?
Yes,
I don't think any of you will care.
Yes.
Can we change the video word to just multimedia? Because I think people are already including like pictures. I mean, we're posting pictures all the time right now on our social medias.
Social media.
So I don't think you need to go actually just the video to have the faces and the images and even documents or whatever you want.
I think multimedia
might be more appropriate.
Okay. Say one more time. You did not think it appropriate to talk about faces? Is that what you said, pictures, or just put multimedia?
It would be easier to just use images as well. I mean, people are already using images. if we could just change the word video to multimedia, it would include video, okay, images, documents, whatever we want to post along with our audio.
Okay, so see, all right. Updates with producers trained in both audio and, as soon as accomplished, in multimedia format for the online presentation of the faces of the victims. I see. So video instead accomplished in multimedia format. How about that? We don't need format in to multimedia?
Either one's fine for me. Just, I think multimedia is just a more encompassing
term. We have to come to a decision. Okay. So as soon as accomplished, comma, to multimedia format for the online presentation, or to multimedia for the online presentation?
Yeah, I think you can leave format off.
Format off? Okay, is everybody okay with
sure.
that? Okay, to multimedia. All right, as soon as accomplished, comma, to multimedia for the online presentation of the, instead of faces, you wanted images?
No, I didn't say nothing about that. You can keep it however.
Okay, so we won't change the rest of it. That'll make it easier. Okay. All right, how does everybody feel about that? Instead of in video, we're going to put to multimedia for the online presentation. Everybody okay with that? Is there any objections?
No.
Okay, so we'll change it to multimedia online presence. Media for the online presentation.
Just a quick side note for future, or when you're, I know people are in a hurry today, so we're not in the document, but you should be doing this in the Google document so we could all see it.
Oh, I see.
Or are you?
In a PDF. Maybe I should send both, PDF and .Word document, because sometimes people may have trouble with one and not with the other. I did.
Well, I'm just saying that. I'm saying we could all work in the cloud is what I'm getting at, and we could see it as you type it or whatever. Anyways, you remember that from last time.
Yes. Okay. All right. Are there any objections to passing this? Hearing no objections. It's done. Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, thank to all of us. Oh, this is going to help. I'm really happy. All right. One more thing. Let's see. What time is it? I think we may not have time. Let me see. Okay.
2:26.
We've got only 4 minutes. Polina and Lydia got to go. Let's see. We still can make quorum of a quorum. It's going to be four. If we've got four left, if two leave, then we still have four of us. We can still do something. So, Polina
and
Lydia.
Thomas just arrived about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, good. Okay. So, Polina and Lydia, y'all go and do your KPFK assembly meeting for the bylaw.
Many blessings, relatives. And it's beautiful to hear how we're moving forward together, and we're moving forward for 2022 in a good way. Many blessings.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, Lydia. Okay. Next on there, those two ladies have to go because they got a board meeting. But we've got one more here that we did, and we were almost going to vote on it. But a person from the public, I think it was Raimundo, he said we should ask two whistleblowers. So I did send a letter to Mr. Nader and Mr. John Kiriakou, and I did add, if it's something – advice that you think should be more secretive and you feel better sending it straight to the ED instead of to the committee, you know, you can do that if you want. I did add that in the letter, and I didn't get any response. I gave my address, I gave my telephone number, I gave my email, everything. So we don't know what happened. Maybe they didn't send anything, or maybe they did. But I think we can go ahead and vote on the whistleblower, the whistleblower thing, maybe, if everybody, I have to refresh everybody's memory. Let's see, where is it? Okay, I sent it, I can't find it now, where is it? 12, this should be it. Did everybody get it? Oh, I don't like that. Did y'all get it?
Nancy, point of information, Thomas.
Yes.
So what just passed? The missing
murdered
women and indigenous
Indigenous women show that passed the PMB with an amended phrase that was put in, and that may go back to the PMB this Thursday to take that phrase out. The phrase was "for all women of color" was put in there. That phrase
was
may
that,
be taken out.
Did you do a different motion for that, or did you just
no? We don't, because it's not ours anymore. It belongs to the PMB. And there was no, this committee last Sunday decided we were not going to do anything and leave the PMB, which is, I think Lawrence and Lydia maybe spoke to it about taking that phrase out. No, they didn't talk about it. They said they're going to ask to change to the original motion that was introduced to the PMB and see if the PMB will go for it. And I think they will. There was a worry of two directors who say, what about the black women? So now we have just passed a missing and murdered black women motion just before you got on, Thomas. So this motion will now go to the PMB, and we're going to ask those at least three directors to sponsor it, and so it will be presented. I don't know if the PMB will get to it. They've got a lot on their plate this Thursday, but if they know that it exists, I think that will allay a lot of anxiety that we're not trying to exclude other women of color, but we are. We would like to have the indigenous have their own show. The black missing murdered women have their own show as well. And
so that is what you're urging, that a group of producers come together to produce a different show that centers around missing black women. Okay. All right. And then this is the whistleblower motion that we've been on and off for a while.
Yes. So I'm going to read it. And I sent it around.
The programming committee motions still are not ready to present?
Well, we need to agree to the wordsmithing of it. And we forgot to add, who is it open to? So we need to put it. The word "open" or something.
I think we made it very clear who it's open to, listener members.
Well, the first one we did, but not the amended version that we just where we summarized it into.
Then we don't deal with it necessarily, or we put it back with what we had. I just wanted to a slight catch up. You proceed with what where you were on the agenda.
Right.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so I sent this agenda. Let's see. Eastern time, 12:05, and it's in a PDF. And if you can find it, then and I'll read it. It's a whistleblower motion. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. And it's not too long. Whistleblower special. And we didn't put it in the motion, but it could be a substitute show. You know, it's not going to be a regular, because we don't want people to know when this show goes on the air for safety. This is my feeling. All right. Whistleblower special. Whereas the community, such as nurses, teachers, veterans, police, and other workers, have expressed a desire for whistleblower show, a whistleblower show, to air their testimonies, even anonymously. Be it resolved that the 2021 PMB Programming Committee recommends to the 2021 Pacifica National Board to recommend that a volunteer collective at each station to issue a card asking for testimony sent snail mail to the station and a copy sent to another nonprofit to research each submitted case to be read, spoken, or disguised by software if desired, and select an expert or a panel of experts to opine, and then opening the telephone lines and or reading emails or text of questions or comments. Thomas, can you see it? Did everybody find it?
I don't have it in front of me, but I'm listening.
Okay. Well, is anybody not able to find it?
This is from. I don't know where it's at. Oh, wait, I think I'm finding it.
Okay, I'm going to resend. Just a minute. I'm going to resend to everybody. See if I can do
that.
What
will help is if
resend it, Nancy.
Copy and paste it to the Google Doc. I mean, that would be the preferred method. the document that we created that we could all work on at the same time. Because that's where I go when I go to the meeting, I go to that document. I figure we're all going to be in the same place. But now we're on a different document.
Well, what I did was I didn't know how to do that because it was all together with another agenda from a different meeting because we had sent this. So what I did is I wrote everything down by hand from the Google Doc, and then I sent it in a PDF. I made another Google Doc, and then I sent it by PDF to everybody this morning. I'm going to send it right now to everybody again. Is that the same? Would we still be able to work on it that way?
Those are documents that you create and then sent out, but I think we're trying to always use the Nancy Programming Committee meeting notes, and then we're going to add to the top of that every week or every other week, and all our work will go down, 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 and our current work will be on the top. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it doesn't
all
work
you have to
by
do
this
way? All you have to do is copy and paste it. No, you can share a Google Doc that we might all be able to work on, but then you're going to have, like, a document for every motion, different documents. Here we can just have them all. We can roll back down to the past ones. I mean, I don't know. That's just my preferred method, but we don't have to do it that way.
No, I would like to do that way, but I don't know how to do that. So
you just copy whatever motion you wrote on your other document and then paste it at the top of the Nancy Programming Committee meeting notes, I believe it's called. Yeah, you just got to go to your Nancy, your email that you use, and then remember when you're in the email, if you just go to your email, then you go to the right, and there's that little square of dots, right next to your initial of your name, all the way on the right upper corner of your screen.
Yes, three dots.
Not the three dots, it's like a square of dots. It says Google Apps.
Google Apps.
It's right next to the gear. It's above your, I don't know, it's about an inch down the screen on my, there's the initial F for Frank, and then right next to that, there's some squares.
I see the squares now. Oh, okay. I hit it.
Does it say Google Apps?
Doesn't say anything. When I hit it, it just says, it shows me a whole bunch of different pictures of the upper half.
Well, can you get to Google? Can you get to Drive from there? Google Drive?
Oh, I have a lot to learn. It's like, you know, listening to Chinese here for me.
I can send the link to you right now, Nancy. How's that?
Okay. I need to have a lesson on this or look online. I could probably online they have tutorials here.
I'm just going to reply to your last email that I have to all, and then this should be the document link.
The one where I sent the PDF this morning around 11. Oh, it says 11. Let's see, 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. The PDF came. If we open up the PDF, are we able to adjust things and add things?
No, you have to paste it into this cloud. We could all work on it. I'm sending you right now, so I will try to copy and paste it there too as well. All right, here comes the
copy and paste. I have not learned how to do from this documents.
Okay, so see if it's in your email. Let's see.
Check the email. Okay. Did you send to everybody?
I sent it to whoever was in that last email that I got from you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Did everybody get it? He just sent it to... Oh, dear. It went to the boards, I think. From Frank Sterling to KPFA LSB, carbon copy KPFT, KPFK.
We'll have to make a new one now. They're all going to have the link.
So shall I forward this to the committee? I can type in everybody's name. What you sent.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, so
I block people from it.
Okay, so I think Thomas is on the technology committee, and Frank. And is there anybody else here on this committee? If you are interested in having a teaching session for making multimedia, for making video format, and please send me an email or send Frank, or I think we can do a technology with all the programmers that are interested, or the LSBs. Let's see. Thomas, are you still on? Or did we lose him? He may have gone already. Thomas, are you there?
Not for much longer, though, Nancy. I just called in to make sure you had quorum. But I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Let's see. So, M-A-S, and Mary Ann, Ann Martinez.
You might have to finish the settings
on
this.
Yeah, Mary Ann and Robert. Robert, I'm typing everybody's emails in so they can get this. KPFK, because I don't want us to vote on something where we can't see it and we can't, you know, digest it. KPFK, Robert Payne, and what's happening, and Sharon, and Frank. And Ina and Tom. Okay, Tom and myself. Let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, okay. All right, I just sent. I sent what Franklin, what Frank just made and sent us. So he had sent.
I might have to end up paying. If the whole LSBs have it now, suddenly, sorry about that. So we may change it after our meeting.
Yeah, okay.
After maybe me and you could stay on, Nancy, and we could change the settings that people have to be invited. Then anybody that has the link, they will also have to be invited to. So right now, anybody with the link can open it and check it out.
Oh, that's right. So all those boards can well, I don't mind that they can see it because we are representing them. I don't mind them seeing it. I was asked by the LSB chair at KPFT last Wednesday to just make a report on what we're doing in the committee. And there was one response, and this is a former programmer, and she said, how are you going to get these shows done? I mean, the Whistleblower Show and the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Missing and Murdered Black Women, and Missing and Murdered whatever. She said, how are you going to get them done? I said, well, Kennedy said, go to the moon. He didn't say, you know, we're going to do like this, or going to do like that, or technology here. He did not say anything. And I remember one NASA person that said he was shocked because nobody was talking about going to the moon, and he was shocked that the president would say that, but when it was done, is like, what, 4 years later? And nobody said how they get it done. They just, you know, were happy. All right. Did everybody get it yet?
I'm here. Nancy, I don't see anybody else here. I don't see you here. Are you in there?
Yes.
Do you mind the right
one? I put Wally, Thomas, Marianne, Lydia, did everybody get the link?
I got it, Nancy.
Oh, good. Marianne got it. Okay. It might take a little time for everybody. Usually everybody does not get it all at once. Each one has a, I don't know how it happens. It's like magic.
When people open the link?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't see people. Why am I not seeing? Do you guys see each other? Oh, there's Nancy. Okay, I see Nancy now.
Okay. Frank, when I opened it, it's the last, it was like Black History Month, but it doesn't have the Whistleblower Show in it. It has the Missing and Murdered Indigenous. So the Missing and Murdered, the Whistleblower is in a different, we may have to do it next time, because I have to learn how to. What'd you say? What'd you say?
I could fix it in if I could find the, I'm going to paste it in once I find the right motion. Let's see. Is this the whistleblower? No. Let's see which one this is. This is the MMBW show from December 5th.
Okay. It says December 5th, 2021, Programming Committee Agenda, and it was on last week's agenda. And let's see. So what do I do if I want to send it to everybody, Frank? I don't do share and export, right?
Let's see.
Maybe I can just take a picture of it and put it on the text. Maybe that's faster.
Nancy, Thomas.
Yes, yes, Thomas.
I'm sorry, I have to go, but I want to say that this whistleblower thing has been on the back burner for a while. The program committee thing, you know, I worked on it. Several people worked on it. Can it be finalized and sent forward, you know, at the next meeting? Because
the
whistleblower thing,
you just
answered the question when someone said, who's going to put these shows together? Why, we've got an Indigenous women's show and now a Missing Black women's show, if that's what it's going to be. Or is it
National
Black issues? Before we get to a whistleblower thing, which we discussed this before. Most of the program, most of the stations don't have a news department.
Yes,
they don't. So I mean, you know, this decision to create a whistleblowing news issue, you know, program when there's no news departments in some stations is, you know, premature. Unless we're talking about becoming a pilot program at a station that has a news director or news, and you know, that would be the sort of the more logical way to proceed.
Well, if there are volunteers that really come for a crusade, then they'll do it. And it does not have to be, and it should not be weekly or monthly. It should be when they're ready to do one. So it's a special. It'll just be a filler, like a substitute show. And it's really safer if it's a substitute show because the enemy who would like to stop that from going on should not know when it's going to appear. So that's why a whistleblower show is not going to be really a regular show. It's going to be when the group is ready to present it. And I really think it's necessary because we're not really doing this. I mean, we're sort of doing activist issues and progressive issues, but we're not really helping the voiceless as much as we could. And I really think it's necessary. But anyway, the thing is, I thought, okay, let me take a picture of it and text it.
Nancy, it's what you desire, but I'm just saying when people hear this, that the first reaction is, who's going to do it? That's one reaction.
Yes. Yes.
And if there's no news division, you know, even more salient a question: who's going to do it?
Well,
if it's a national sort of initiative, you know, whistleblowing is a specific kind of thing, and whistleblowers are people that come forward at great risk to themselves to, you know, and that's there's a lot to that. Especially if you're going to start publicizing what the whistleblower is telling you, you got to, you know, you need people to check, not just get it on the air before, you know, what you were implying that, you know, the people that are there, he's going to tell on or she's going to tell on, will be listening. It's you got to be right in the first place, and you need a, you know, sort of it can't be amateur hour when it comes to spilling, you know, something that. You could be sued over, you know.
Yes, and
so it can't be amateur hour when that happens, you know. So,
I understand.
Okay,
I understand. So we need some legal input too, as well. That's a very good point, Thomas. But we need people who are willing to do this kind of show, and that's the main point. And Pacifica's always had those kind of people, always.
Okay, well, all right. I'm sorry. I do have to sign off. Some other things are going on here today, so I Be good, and I'll look for the last of the I'll look for the motions and
And before
with
you go,
you know, whatever is going to the board for Thursday.
Yeah, and before you go, next Sunday, can we meet again to do the whatever we don't get done, like this programming committee, local programming committee? This Thursday is at PNB. They're going to accept only things they consider emergency. So I don't know if they'll even take the programming committee motion. And we haven't really, you know, ironed out all the wordsmithing. So we could work on that next Sunday at the same time. Is the committee okay with this?
Okay.
Okay. All right. If there's any objections.
Sorry, this is Frank. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it on Sunday or not. It's not set in stone whether I'm taking off or not, but I may be gone.
Be gone. Okay. All right. Okay, then I will. I have already reserved it just in case, you know, because I didn't know if we were going to make quorum today or not. Anyway, so we do have a reservation for next Sunday, and it'll be at 12:30 at the same time. And we try to get this local programming committee finished and voted on. And we have only two more things that we had on our old business, and one was a national bill of programmers' rights or union, and this would be paid and unpaid, and we haven't really gotten into that enough, and we don't have a motion, even a draft one yet. And then the other was a once-a-month a show of updates from many, many different affiliate stations. I don't know, like 2 minutes each or one minute each. We haven't, but we wanted to showcase a lot of different affiliates, what's new in their town, what's the big news or what's the big concern. And it might be interesting. It might be fun, too. Okay, so that was Polina's motion from last year. Those two things are still left. Plus, there was a motion Marianne made about considering to, you know, a better day, picking a better day. That is a problem, but we need to talk about that, too. So three things left.
Okay. Well, I'll try to make it next week, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Paulina, Robert. Okay. And one, two, three, four, so on. Did everybody get that whistleblower thing? Did anybody not get it? That's really my concern.
I still haven't found it personally. But maybe you sent it to my KPFA.
No, the one with LSB. That's the one I sent it to. Okay, I'm going to send it by text. I'm going to picture it and send it. And remember to tap it, and it will blow up on some phones. I don't know. My phone, it does that. I'm not sure if everybody's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Okay, this is it. Okay, I just sent the top part. Oh, that was the wrong thing. Ugh, where's the whistleblower show? Okay, here it is. All right, got it. Time. Oh, wrong. Cancel. I'm sending now. Paulina.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who's missing? Okay, I'm sending it now. Now I sent it by text, so it should come up in your telephone. And if you hit it, it'll blow up. Is somebody talking? Is somebody saying something? I can't hear it clearly.
Sorry, I thought I was on mute.
Oh, okay. Did it? Can everybody see it on their phone? Whereas the whistleblower special is called. Whereas the now don't vote on it just because you think you feel it needs a little bit more thinking on it. Don't do that. Whereas the community such as nurses and teachers, veterans, police, and other workers have expressed a desire for a whistleblower show to air their testimonies even anonymously. Be it resolved that the 2021 PMB Programming Committee recommends to the 2021 Pacifica National Board to recommend that a volunteer collective at each station to issue a card asking for testimonies sent snail mail to the station and a copy sent to another nonprofit to research each submitted case to be read, spoken, or, I don't think this is good. Maybe scratch out a copy sent to another nonprofit. I put that in at the last moment. And now I'm thinking, no, that just destroys the secrecy. It didn't have that in the beginning from last week, but I put it in. And no, I'm sorry, I shouldn't put a copy sent to another nonprofit. I was thinking in the case that management doesn't want to do it and just throws it away. You know, there was another witness to know that it was sent to the station, but then you lose your secrecy. We'll just have to trust management. Scratch out the copy sent to another nonprofit to research each submitted case to be read, spoken, or disguised by software, if desired, and select an expert or panel of experts to opine, and then opening the telephone lines or reading emails of texts of questions and comments. Instructing the IED to begin consultation with the GMs and the PDs to achieve this important work. So Thomas is worried about the safety issue, and he said we need to have he said something that made me suggest maybe we need to talk to a lawyer about this, how to safeguard the programmers and the station. Anybody have a comment? Because sometimes these things happen spontaneously. Somebody will call in and report something very alarming, and then other callers will chime in and say, yes, that happened to me too, yes, I know about this happening. And so sometimes these things do happen spontaneously on call-in shows, but we don't have a show precisely where people know they can turn to with a, sensitive issue. We should be the ones that, we should be the station, or we should be the media that people turn to when they have a very difficult problem. And I think the last time I remember is when the fire department got a pay cut in Houston, and they called KPFT and they said the mayor, her name was Anise Parker, had just given a raise to all her staff, which was the equivalent of 2 full-time pay salaries plus a little more. And so the fire department were angry that they got a pay cut when her staff got a raise. And they came to KPFT. So we reported this news. That's something similar. And I was surprised that the fire department did that, because we used to get things like that more often before. Little by little, people don't turn to us. I don't know if it's the same in the other stations. Did everybody see it? How does the committee feel? Shall we just wait on this? work on this a little more. I don't think it's ready as it is. And Thomas is worried about the legality. Yeah. But I don't think it's good to say, well, you know, he said it's not amateur hour, and I agree, but, you know, if you're not doing something and you're doing it for the first time, that's a little different than playing. It's not really amateur hour. It's you're trying to address something. Okay. The other thing that we have is the local programming committee, and Thomas has worked really hard on that to make it smaller and summarize it in more. And that one, I think Frank sent. Or did I send everybody? Let's see. Okay. Maybe we better call it a day because it's already an hour and a half, and I don't want to take people from the rest of the life. And I'm sorry, this is not ready. I need to learn how to send this to everybody so everybody can. It has to be in what, Google Doc form, so everybody can write in things that they want to change. So we'll have that for the next time. The programming committee and the whistleblower and. There was another old business asking the PNB to ask the ED, to ask the GM at KPFA, you know, why he is not airing the COVID Race and Democracy Collective network-wide show. And also there was a report from a member in KPFK that said at the beginning when it was mandated to air COVID Race and Democracy at all five stations, that he did not believe that KPFA was actually airing it, or they were making the same title but with a collection. And I want that to be investigated if it's actually true or not, because I was surprised if that's really true. And you know, you wouldn't really know unless you had been listening to the other format on the other stations, if there was another format. I mean, but anyway, the main thing is why it's not being aired on KPFA. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, shall we call it a day? Because things are not really prepared for us. And we'll meet next week and try to get a quorum as soon as possible. And I'll try to send this to you so you can add your opinions. And if it's difficult for you to maneuver this, it took me a while to learn it. Just email it to the your comments to the committee, then we'll all get it.
Okay.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we are adjourned, and we did do pass a really good motion. Just got to make sure it happens. Thank you for me, my bumbling today. I'm sorry. See y'all next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. And we'll help get the document cloud work down for you.
Yes, I need to learn how to do this. I really do. Okay, I will be conferring with you soon, Frank.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.